Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Dish, COVID-19 2021 Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that. Kevin Pollock, was that? Yes. Hey, man, look, I'm just trying to get by like everybody else, you know? Why you gotta come at me hard like this? Wait, what? You do? Damn, man. Thank you. But I digress. Let's meet Arachimus, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kakowski. Kakao, what film are you certain you've seen more times than any other?
This is Spinal Tap.
That's correct answer.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
I was worried about maybe getting it wrong, but yeah. I seem to have nailed it. My information and your information line up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got mine off the internet, so it's kind of weird.
Great.
Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Captain booked it. Was there a troubling dream recently that you care to share?
No, I've been having dreamless sleeps, but really deep and long sleeps. So I'm feeling good, but no dreams.
Good deal. What the hell? It's Jackie DeRuthy. Doggy Mama, is there a special ingredient you like to include when making tuna salad?
You know, I don't like celery in general and in life, but I do like it in a tuna salad. But instead of mayonnaise, I like honey mustard.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking my langy. All right. Like it. And now Gary Anthony Williams.
Hi, Kevin.
Gary A. and W. Yeah. What's your least favorite smell?
My least favorite smell? Oh, Febreze.
That's right. That's correct.
I'm sick. I hate it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get racist, but nope. I really hate it.
Thank you for all of that. And last but just the rim, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Trade of all jacks. What makes a pie better?
I know Chris wants to answer this, but let me jump in here for a second. What makes a pie better? I'll tell you right now. First off, pies aren't just two layers. It's not just the crust and then the filling itself and maybe a topping, right? That's not what a pie is. Mm-mm. A pie is an act. It's a feeling. It's a vision. It's a motion. And when you understand those things, then when you're cooking, and it's not just cooking, it's baking, because cooking is obviously just feeling. Baking is science, and that's a big difference. And a pie is that. Pie is used in math. It's used in graphs, and it's also used in your food. So think about that next time you eat, okay?
All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, for example, video of everything Joey just said, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our banking new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
That's
scene one comes from patron alchemaniac, Mary Grace Russo, such a good alchemaniac, who wrote, "Hi all, woot woot, cash flow is okay, so back to alchemaniac for me." Nice.
She's great, by the way. She just moved to Alaska.
She really is.
She just moved to Alaska.
She moved to Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mary Grace, if you're listening right now, write to us again and please let us know how things go in Alaska. Love supporting all of you, she goes on, and truly miss seeing and learning from you guys, the ones who teach. Have to say, I love Gary Anthony Williams. Well, you didn't have to say it.
Oh, yeah. She had to say it.
Right? His voice is perfect, she goes on.
Okay.
Wow. Also, also so happy to have Vanessa back for some episodes and always look forward to hearing she returned. Yeah, she'll be a part. She was and will be a part of Austin Sketchfest with us. You could probably pick up an episode after the fact just by Google searching that motherfucker. I do actually have a scene suggestion. Since moving to Alaska, I learned about a new activity called post-holing. Have fun, MG. Now, I looked up post-holing in case anybody wanted to know, specifically Craig.
No, thank you.
It's when your boot-covered foot takes a vertical plunge similar to a fence post while out walking or hiking in the snow.
Didn't hear any of it.
Any of that.
We're just going to go up this next pass here, and I want everyone to sort of keep your eye on the prize, and that's down by your boots, especially where you're walking. We want to make sure everybody is safe and able to make it to the top of the hill. There are any questions at this point before
we... I have a question, but I won't go up at the end like a normal question. I'm just going to keep it flat.
I like that. That works for me.
I have an ankle situation. Should I be concerned?
Well, I would need you to be a tad more specific.
I'm sorry. I just want to make a statement here. It's not a question. He did dip down. He said he was going to keep it flat, but the concern did dip down. Well, so okay. just you know.
Comment here, not a statement nor a question. I think his ankle situation is private, frankly.
Wow. And I actually have an exclamation, but it's not going to get louder or more excited. Mine too is going to probably stay pretty even keel. It might go up at the end as if it was a question, but don't be confused. It is an exclamation. I understand ankle issues. And for me, I actually am like extremely worried about you and think that like maybe this is going to be a problem.
Went way up there. Yeah.
This is a statement and not a question.
Sure.
That was confusing.
I feel like everybody's piggybacking onto my ankle situation. Some seem to be in support of me. Others seem to be making fun of me. But my flat tone question remains the same. Should I be concerned?
It sounds like you got nothing to be concerned about unless you're going to be more specific about the situation itself.
Again, I just kind of want to, I'm sorry. I got to just jump in here. So we covered the ankle situation. Now I'm looking to reach some kind of enlightenment on this journey. I wonder what the percentage of me hitting that enlightenment, finding that enlightenment will be once we get to the top. Can you answer that for me, please?
Person by person basis. And you're sort of in control of your own destiny on that one there. And
that's good.
Yep. You'll know when you get it, there. Yeah.
I actually have a question as well, and I will deliver it in a flat tone. It will not go up at the end nor down.
Not used to all the qualifiers, folks, but sure.
Although Henley is not concerned about his ankle anymore, I still am. So am I still encouraged to take this hike, or should I stay back because I am actively concerned and perhaps getting a little bit anxious?
Wow, that was a long sentence there.
It was actually a question.
Overthought.
Well, sentences are questions.
Yeah, I'm more of a Sherpa than a therapist. And it seems like we might be a mixed group on who needs what.
If I could get all the Sherpas to step into the room, of course, we all carry things. Look, guys, we're going to have there's a big hikery coming in this weekend.
This doesn't count as my break.
Oh, no. By the way, I'm paying you triple time for your break just because you brought it up.
Oh. Wow. Wait, okay, this this also doesn't count as my break either.
Tina?
Yeah.
If I could call you by your middle name.
Of course.
Tina, let's not concern ourselves so much with what others are doing, but let's concern ourselves more with what we're doing about what others are doing.
Okay, that's something Tina will work on.
Thank you.
Who's taking this hikery?
There's a big hikery coming in with some people. They call themselves GCs. They're Grammarly Challenged. Now, what you're going to notice is that they like to put qualifiers on a lot of things.
I'm out.
Okay, anyone want to lead the hikery of the GCs?
We'll put it to a vote and we'll see.
I shouldn't concern myself with other people's problems, so maybe I shouldn't be taking them on that if they have this grammar problem, if I'm working on that.
Scott, I'm happy to take this group. I'm not really impressed by qualifiers.
Fraz, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get...
Okay, Miss Dumpteen, I'm just looking at the check here, and I'm so sorry, I just had to come back, and I wasn't able to put into your account. It is made out to Tina Dumpteen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's supposed to be under Kelly Dumpteen, so I just
we're not able to cash this. Tina's my middle name, so it is legally it's in there. I can show you my passport.
I'm sorry,
I'd have to go back home and get it, but I could get it.
I mean, if you can, but the Mountain Bank we only take the names that we have on records.
Kelly, what do you mean you didn't cash the check? We need that money, babe.
I couldn't cash the check, Dinkus, and I would really appreciate it if you called me by my middle name.
Okay, listen.
Mr. Dinkus Dumpling, Mr. Dinkus Dumpling, to the front, please.
That's Dump Team.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't see last names. Look here. We are going to remove you from your home within the next 45 minutes. Now, unless we can see some proof of fiduciary concerns.
Okay, hold the phone. Does anybody have a dictionary? Fiduciary.
I'm sorry, was I speaking elevated again?
I don't know what kind of word that is, sir. Look, I have
a dictionary on my phone.
No, could you please pass him your phone dictionary?
Thank you.
That's a fiduciary. Nice phone. Turn to the F's in the dictionary.
F.
Fiduciary. Oh, wait.
Fiduciary.
It's the OED, so it's pretty big.
I'm sorry, sir, but Mountain Phone Repair, we can't just give you a new phone if you gave your phone to somebody else. I'm sorry.
Well, like, I was asked to pass my phone along so they could use the dictionary.
Uh-huh. Is that it? Is that the...
Yeah, I mean, I unwillingly gave my phone up.
Unwilling. Look,
I'm having real trouble understanding most of the words you're using. I don't have my phone dictionary.
Could you two hurry it up there? I need to get a new phone. This dude used it for a thesaurus, and I need to get a new phone. Could you two hurry up?
Again, Mountain Phone Repair does not give out phones for those reasons of being lost by giving.
What is a thesaurus?
Look, Tina, what I'm saying is, our relationship has got to involve trust, okay? Yeah. Especially with regard to the relationship between a trustee and a beneficiary. Mm-hmm. You know what? And that's where I feel like there's where the disconnect is.
I'm sorry. It's just you're using so many big words that honestly sound businessy. And I thought we were talking about our relationship. And if you could just help me define them. Language of origin, even, that would help.
Do you think maybe you
could spell some of those words? That would even help.
Babe. Do you think maybe you can put in a word for me at the Sherpa Lodge?
And is
maybe
that
get
what
me
you were saying? Oh my gosh, yeah, boom, boom, I can boom, do boom, that boom, for sure. We're always boom, looking for more Sherpas.
Boom, 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 boom. I love this song. Watch. Boom, 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 boom.
All right, all right. Everyone out there listening to the station, just so you know, everyone's having a good day. And to a Mr. Dumpton, I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name correctly, you have about 10 minutes before they repo your house. Just giving out a warning out there to Mr. Dumpton, all right, from the federal authority.
Turn this down. Excuse me.
What's going on?
Repo your house. I live in your house.
I know, but babe, you're
10
also
minutes?
Not a very good Sherpa. And I was thinking maybe this might be an opportunity for us to go on a hike.
You're not communicating with me. And I just feel like that's really bad because when I talk to my therapist/other Sherpa, you know, it's not technically a therapist.
Kelly Tina, come on into the office now. Hi.
Hi.
Did you get your water on the way in? I know that you get very dry in therapy sessions.
Yeah, I had just a small Dixie cup, so I'd love more. But
you know what I love about Dixie cup?
Tell me.
This isn't about me today, Tina. This is about you.
Okay. I don't know what you love about a Dixie cup.
That's wonderful. Tina, please lie down on the couch. I'm going to lie down beside you, and we're just going to talk this out.
Tina, what do you mean your therapist post-holed you? So you lie down on the couch, and then he post-holed you?
And then he post-holed me. And that apparently is like a very good therapy for when you're having mental blocks.
And you're okay with this. You seem fine with this.
Honestly, it felt like a breakthrough. Like, I had never really felt progress within my therapy. I felt good about it, but I didn't feel progress until he post-holed me.
You have whites all around your lips. Are you thirsty?
Can I get post holds elsewhere?
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't build a tent here. This is my goddamn house. You got to get the hell out of here, all right?
It's about 5 after the hour. That's about 55 before the hour. And Mr. Dumptling, I believe it's pronounced, you have about 2 minutes before your house is repossessed. About 2 minutes before your house is repossessed. Right?
Can you turn that down? Can you turn that down, please? I just want to order a burrito. I don't know why every radio station in this city knows that my house is being repoed.
Look, I can't sell you a burrito until I know what time it is, pal. That's why I gotta listen to the radio because it tells me the time constantly.
Look, as you heard, my house is being repoed. I wonder if maybe you can front me a burrito this one time. And, you know, my girlfriend, my wife has got a check. We got a check, man. We're going to Mountain Bank and everything.
Oh, Mountain Bank. Yeah, you gotta like take a hike to get to the top of that mountain to use that bank. They have right. one branch.
Yeah.
And it's literally on a branch.
Welcome to Mountain Bank. How can I help you today?
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Do you have a radio by any chance? And if so, could you turn it up for one moment?
The radio I guess I have would be on my phone, but it's being fixed right now by Mountain Phone Fix. Huh. Sorry. Okay, the answer is no.
Okay, well, I may or may not have just lost my home.
Oh, golly. Do you need a place to stay?
I am not holding this bank hostage. I just want everyone to know that I have an implant in my bank. Head.
Holy shit.
I think he just hurt his back.
Oh, thank God. Whoa, there's a gun in my hand. Oh, my God. There's a chip in my hand. There's a gun in my...
I actually feel really calm, and I thought that my husband-boyfriend being in the hospital, in the ICU, would freak me out, and maybe, you know, usually I lose sleep when I'm stressed, but I feel like it's the post-holing.
I think it is. And I got to tell you that I have been stressed myself, and I've never asked a client to do this before, but if you have it in you, would you mind post-holing me?
Mommy, schoolmate, do I need to be here for this?
Babe, yeah. If you didn't throw up this morning, no, you could have gone to school, but you threw up this morning. So here you are, you know, and I have to keep going with my day. So I'm watching you. I'm taking care of you.
I don't want to see you post-hold this man.
Well, I also.
Question. I see that we're almost at the top of this hike. I'm wondering, I got to check in on a couple things. One, how's his ankle? How's everyone's grammar situation coming? I just need a lot of answers before I get there for the ultimate answer. You know what I mean? I got to clear some things up before I get there.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Ankle then. What can you tell him, Fred?
It's okay.
It sounds like he's being a real champ. Okay. Anyone else have a qualifier they want to throw out?
An exclamation that I, again, am going to say pretty calmly, pretty even keel. I am still extremely concerned, and his ankle is swelling up.
Yeah, I also want to jump on there. I mean, we're all kind of fine, breathing-wise. Henley is almost about to pass. I don't know if you heard him just say, we're good, buddy.
I'm okay.
I think I see a bear.
And that's scene one. That was a good time for a question. Scene two comes from some patron VIP Mike Erdy. Erdy. Yep. Who wrote, "Hey Alchemist, irrelevant time listener, not important time caller. I mean, hot damn, why do humans think those are needed to be said words? And what's even worse is when other humans go out of their way to intentionally dookie on another people's fun and literally type their whining into the message along with their scene suggestion. I tell you what, how that's for self-awareness." I got a hottie for you. Person at a dentist's office with a tooth they found.
Yeah, I don't have an appointment, but I figured I could just see the doc or something.
Look, sir, you'll have to fill out the paperwork, though. I understand you don't have an appointment. You have to fill out the paperwork anyways. What's your first name, sir?
My first name is Crumb.
That's a beautiful name. C-R-U-M-B? Is it C-R-U-M-B?
C-R-A.
Aura. Mm-hmm. C-R-U-M-B?
Like my aura?
No, aura, aura, like the letter A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. See, aura, U, M, B.
I'm hearing aura. I
mean, is that, sir, would you just spell your name for me? I'm sorry. This is
Janet. Come in my office for a second. Mm-hmm. I want to say
I'm sorry. Are you talking to Janet Metzger or Janet Metzkin?
Metzger.
Sorry.
No. So
I should know. It's literally, it's never me. It's never me.
Is it okay if I ask Janet to stay in with me? I believe in woman power.
Hey, And you know what? We're in a time where maybe it's not safe that one of you is alone with me in this office.
No. Whoa. Are you a threat?
No, I'm just being honest. You know what I mean?
It's you're threatening us.
Well, the society is telling me I'm a walking threat. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. So let's get down to what this is about.
What an eye roll.
Here's what I want to say. Uh-huh. You've been doing great at the front desk.
Thank you.
I think it's time you hop behind the drill. If you know what I mean.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. And Janet here, she's good on suction. And I don't mean it that way. I just mean you're good with the suction.
Dr. Fallopian, you are being absolutely inappropriate today. And in this a way that I've never experienced.
Hold on. I'm saying you two would make a good tag team. I don't mean it that way.
Oh, my damn. Man, like, how many pages have I got to fill out? Huh?
Forgive me. You're almost done. The doctor just called me into a little situation because I am now about to be a dentist and or a hygienist.
All right.
So
was that different than what you were doing? Or
mm-hmm, I was just taking people, having them fill out the paperwork before they went in to see the dentist. All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to take over with the paperwork because I was going to get a promotion, but I was honestly speaking up too much. I'm Janet Metzkin.
And I'm Janet Metzger.
And I should have shut my fucking mouth.
No, honestly. No, Janet, you never. Leave your mouth running.
Okay. I'm stuck at this lower. I mean, I can't get a promotion here. Like, you just moved up so fast. You're getting a $30,000 raise just from without actually having the certification. Not that she won't be good at it. She'll be very good at it. I just should have shut my fucking mouth. Sorry.
I mean, don't you have to become a doctor to be a dentist and all that?
No.
Not here.
Okay.
Last question before we take you back in to see the dentist. Mode of transportation, did you get here with a car, a CAR?
Oh, I could have done this all verbally. I could have done this all verbally. I didn't have to write it down.
I'm sorry. So we just require paperwork.
All right, Kyle. That is going to do it. Your checkup looks good as usual. Unfortunately, it's going to be another 6 months until we see each other again, which is kind of a bummer for me, if I'm being honest. I like our time here. I like you in the chair.
I like being in the chair. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
You're such a character, you know?
I can't help it. Did you find all my teeth?
I found them all. Found them all. Found them all. Good. Cleaned them all. You're good. You're good.
All right. Well, I can't come back for 6 more months.
You're such a character, this guy. Metzkin?
Yeah.
Metzkin?
Yeah.
Did you see Kyle here today? Did you say hi to him?
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Metzkin. How's it going?
It's going. It's going. I can't say it's going well, but it's going.
Yeah, open your mouth. Tough day.
Open your mouth real quick, Kyle. Look in there, Metzkin. What do you see?
I see teeth. I see a tongue. I see a hard palate, a soft palate, gums. Cheeks. I see a salivatory gland on the right. I see a salivatory gland on the left. I see taste buds. I see a uvula. I see some polyps in the back of the throat, which could be from allergies, but I'm not a doctor.
All right, so when we're running security here, you got to check everybody in. You know, they got the names of all the doctors, all the offices on the board. Oh, hold on a second. Look at this guy. Jeez, look at this freak. All right.
What is it?
That guy came out of Dr. Fallopian's, all right? That guy has the weirdest people coming out of his dental office. I'll tell you right now, it's weird as hell, man.
Well, do you know this guy? I've never heard of this guy. Who's this guy?
My car.
Oh, you don't got to answer that. That's not what we do. You don't got to answer that.
I'm not going to answer this guy. I'm not going to answer this guy.
Is he still around? I'm not going to look. Is he still around?
No, he's gone. He's gone now. He's gone.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God. I get all the heebie-jeebies. Crazy people going up there, man. We run security. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Dr. Fallopian, third floor, room 6.
Six.
So you found a tooth.
Yeah.
All of you found a tooth.
I'm a dentist. I'm a dentist.
Okay.
I'm a forensic orthodontist. Okay.
Yes.
And your first. I used to be a forensic proctologist. Now I'm a forensic orthodontist.
Wow. Okay.
What's the difference?
Well, one, it's different holes, basically.
If I may,
upper hole, lower.
I'm Dr. Fallopian. This is my assistant slash new promoted dentist, Janet Metzger.
Hey, it's Janet Metzger. M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.
This is...
I'm the front desk.
Front desk, Metzgen. Janet Metzger. And this is our new friend and client, Crump.
How you doing?
Now, Crump found something that we thought...
I really appreciate you saying we're friends. Not a lot of people do that.
Well, we gave you a pen when you came in, right? To keep?
Yes, yeah.
That's what friends do.
Thank you. So it's a gift.
Okay. Now,
all of that exposition is helpful for me in order to kind of figure out the relationships.
It's what I do.
But it really doesn't affect my job in terms of investigating the tooth and determining from whom it came.
Do you give this to everybody or does it depend just for me?
Well, new clients, new friends. We call them friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to need a few months with this tooth.
What?
Look, it's a slow process.
Okay, how about this? What if I leave Janet Metzgen here with you? And she can help you speed along the process.
Janet Metzgen.
Is that even safe?
Oh. Do you have other women working here in this office with you, sir?
Look, I do have an assistant named Janet Metzstein. So that could be confusing.
I know that I thrive around other Janets.
Doctor, did you call me? I heard my name.
Yes, Janet Metzstein. This is Janet Metzgen, and she's going to be working alongside of you for the next several months while we try to ascertain the origins of this lone tooth.
I'm actually the one who found the tooth. Thank you. I'm not working in the mouth now because I'm still
wherever you're working, honey. Get used to him saying both our first and last names all the time.
No problem. I love that.
I've been calling her Janet Metzstein this entire time there's been no reason to distinguish between her or any other Janet with a last name beginning with Metz. So it's pure happenstance that another Janet with a last name beginning with Metz is now employed.
It's self-affirming. I feel so affirmed when someone says my full name. I feel like they know me well. Mm.
Yo, Crumb.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, bro, it's good to see you, man. The other day when we met on the street and we exchanged a hug, I slipped something into your hip pocket and I need it back.
Oh, that's at an ortho something fornicologist.
WT fuck you mean, Crumb?
Hey,
I need this back.
Hey, Nail, chill out, okay? Chill out, all right? Look, I didn't know what it was at first. I thought it was a gift from God, all right? You know, I've been having these dreams.
But you know comes down. You know the rules. If one of us slips something into the other one's pocket, you leave it there.
Nail, I know that. Look, I made a mistake, all right? I messed up, but I made some new friends along the way. Isn't that something? Doesn't that mean anything to you, huh?
It means everything to me. I wish you had opened with that. I wish you had led with that. That means everything. You buried the lead, man. You buried the lead. You made friends.
I didn't know how.
Hey. Put your face in my bosom and just breathe. Look, I don't blame you for this. You can get out of my bosom. You can get out now.
Yeah, I'm an ortho horticulturist. I'm the only one in town, but I don't know anything about this tooth.
Nail here said we need a tooth, man. My buddy, he says, I need your tooth, man. Please, can I just take your tooth?
Okay, I'm an ortho horticulturist. I help chewing plants like Venus flytraps.
Chewing teeth, man. Yeah, we get it, man. Give us one of your teeth.
Just give us a tooth.
That's not how it works. You might want my brother. He's a forensic orthodontist, formerly a forensic proctologist.
Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy. Yeah.
That's the guy, man.
Yeah, he's got the office across the way.
Well, give us one of your teeth.
I'm not giving you one of my teeth.
Then lend us a tooth.
Yeah.
How long you need it?
Janet. Metzger. Metzger. Mm-hmm. Not you, Metzger. Shut up. Metzger.
Okay.
I've been doing some thinking.
I was thinking, so sweaty.
I know. And I've been doing some running. Hence the sweat. And I was thinking, why did I so easily just give you to this office over here, right?
You belong with us. You belong at Dr. Fallopian's. And as a matter of fact, I think starting tomorrow, you and Metzger, Janet, you're here, still here, right, Metzger?
Mm-hmm, I'm still here.
Great. I think you two should run the office. You know, maybe I should be the receptionist. You both know what you're doing. Will you come back?
Run the office.
I mean, you know, the receptionist. I'll wear a little skirt this. Or whatever.
I will admit
oh
this.
Oh, my God. I do what? Not wear a skirt every day. That is not a thing. That is not just receptionists wear little skirts.
Oh, is it? That's a you thing? You're
that's
saying it's
me.
Not?
That's me, and it's not every day, but it's me. Okay. Don't go dressing like me. That's going to make me really pissed off. I don't like it when people are biters. Don't be a biter.
That. I'm not going to bite. I'm not going to bite your style. So what do we say, huh?
Philip, I've been looking at the data, and the tooth itself is hollow. It's strange. I've never seen anything like this. I mean,
explain when you say hollow. Are you saying that there's nothing inside it?
In a way, what I'm trying to say is that the tooth itself, if you follow me for a second here.
I'm following you. If you're leading, I'm guaranteed to follow. It's how I am.
Well, I'd prefer if it was side by side and we were both running at full sprint.
I'll follow you two abreast.
Well, it's hard to run if we're both facing each other. The tooth yes, is hollow, Phil. I can't understand it. I mean, just look at the charts. Look how many I have. 6, 7, 8, 12. I have 12 charts here.
12 charts. And each one of them showing the tooth is as hollow as the chart that preceded it.
And look at this graph. If I flip it over here and then flip it over here, it's a different image.
Okay, Fallopian. I know I was kind of giving you the cold shoulder before, but turns out we lost the tooth. It's in some other person's hands. I don't know them. I don't know if they're even ortho periodontal excavators like my boss. So I'm out and I'm back with you. I want to wash my hands of that fucking tooth. I want to wash my hands of that tooth.
And you're okay. I just do the front desk stuff now.
Yeah, and you can wear a fucking skirt if you want. You can wear a skirt if you want. You can wear one every day.
Okay, please take your hands off my shoulder. It feels like you don't need to, you know, have this moment with me and also be physical.
Okay. That was just me trying to, I'm reaching out to you.
Now you're doing an exclamation because you're raising your voice at the end of this.
Well,
so now I'm being yelled at.
Or is it a question? You know, I'm not really sure. And that's kind of the problem.
So now it's mental fuckery. Okay.
It's a little bit mental fuckery. And that's because now I'm in the position of power.
Ring, ring.
Okay, well, give me one second.
Yes, I'm calling for Janet.
Sir, give me the phone. You know, I'm the receptionist. You can just answer. Hi, Dr. Fallopian's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling for Janet. Janet Metz.
I'm going to need more information, please. Can you finish that? Okay.
Sorry.
Scene two.
Oh, mommy, make it stop.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who submitted 4 scene suggestions, so thank you for all of them, Mike. Scene 1, jean shorts, sexy jorts, that's it, comedy gold.
So anyways, yes, thank you. I'll have a pink lemon. Do you have pink lemonade?
Of course, sir.
Yeah, I would love a pink lemonade.
Now, by the way, we make our pink lemonade a little bit different here. The pink comes from the fresh strawberries. I mull strawberries in the morning.
You mull them?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So are you still in for a nice cold pink lemonade?
I mean, I'm overwhelmed with information right now.
I'm
sure I'll have the mulled pink lemonade.
You seem mentally fatigued right now.
I got a gift for my roommate, and I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. So would you mind weighing in on the matter?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
One of the things I do here.
Wait right there. I'll be right back. I just have to put these on.
I'll be mulling the strawberries as you're.
I'll say.
Hey, Derek. Derek, come here.
Yeah.
A fella just went to the bathroom, and he's going to come back in just a moment. He's going to put something on. I thought you might want to join in on the party.
Look, we're still kind of in a fight, you and I, okay?
I know. I know we're very angry with each other right now.
Because I feel like you got to label, you can't just call it a pink lemonade. It's got to be called a strawberry lemonade.
I mean, I just see color, of course.
That's your thing. You always just see color.
I'm sorry. Who do I talk to about? I'm sorry. Who do I talk to about the lemonade?
No, that'd be me.
Right. Okay, you. Okay, great. Well, my son yep. just choked on the pink lemonade. Okay.
Because of the moral strawberries.
Do you
want to
tell me how that's possible?
Yep. What There's is that? A big chunk of
There's so many strawberries in here.
Yep. I didn't mull them enough, probably.
Too much.
My son is 14. My son is 14 years old. And he's just choking into his pink lemonade. You want to tell me why?
Whoa, everybody, hold the phones. Look at this walking out.
Whoa.
Ta-da!
Are those denim?
They are. They're denim all the way up and down.
It's still lodged in my throat.
My son what's your is problem, choking little on fella? Some lemonade.
Hey, Karen, take a beat. What's
your
problem?
How'd you know my name?
How'd you know my name?
You got your name pasted on the front of your shirt. Karen Myers.
Oh my god, I do. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm Karen Myers.
Karen Myers, a second, please.
I used to run a real estate company.
Little Did dude. You forget are who you okay?
Were?
Oh my god. I spoke three languages.
Karen? Oh my god, Karen.
Do I know you?
Yeah. It's me, Janice Silvenio. I haven't seen you in months.
Months?
The last time I saw you, we were supposed to text each other. I sent you a photo of that guy I was maybe going to go on a date with. And you never got back to me.
Thank you, everybody, for meeting me. Now, this is an emergency.
All right, what is it? What's going on?
Turns out patient 2412 is getting her conscious. Yes, 4212 is getting her conscious.
And this doesn't count as my break.
2412, go on.
She's coming too, everybody. She's coming too. I was told we erased her past.
Did you get in your head about how to say consciousness?
Jim, you made
a couple of attempts and then...
Jim, you need to get off his skirt. Shit. Honest
to
God.
Shit, there's a dog on me. There's a dog on me.
That dog's eating him alive.
It's an emotional dog's eating him alive. I'm allowed to have him here. He is emotional support.
We're not hearing from him anymore because he threw that other fellow's leg.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm gonna fall on the sword here and tell you something. This 2412 case, I'm kind of responsible. I put a shirt on her with her name on the front of it. I wasn't even thinking.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I guess I wasn't even thinking. Well, if you'd like, I'll quit the medical business forever.
Don't over...
These are beautiful homes. Oh my god. I think that one's overlisted. Yeah. This is a nice porch.
Karen, can you tell us about this listing, please?
How do you know my name?
Okay. Do you've ever heard of the amazing Kreskin?
Do I ever heard of the amazing Kreskin?
Do you?
Peter, when you awake, I will have substituted the words have for do.
Okay.
On kind of three, two. One, two, three.
Do I do something in my eye?
Hi, sir. Welcome to the food place where we have pink lemonade. Can I get something for you? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Did you need something? You're talking to the dude in front of me?
Yeah, you work here, so you're... I'm not talking to you. We're still
okay,
fighting.
Okay, I didn't know if you were asking me if I wanted it, because I've had it several times.
A pink lemonade. I would like a pink lemonade to go with these jorts.
Okay. Well, I was trying to say... Okay, great. No problem.
What are you trying to sell me?
Team meet right now. Everyone, get your asses in the back.
Bring in your team meat.
Excuse me.
Got a ribeye here.
Go serve your table and then come to the team meat. Don't. That's
you know
gonna
he
get
thought
cold.
You were saying team meat, M-E-A-T. He thought you were saying M-E-A-T.
M-E-E-T.
And there's no aura in that, right?
No aura in there. If we... we've got to work on, especially front of house, but I am noticing the back of house and that the servers are doing this too. Stop calling this the place that serves food and pink lemonade. It is called Island Breezes.
That is a great name.
It is a great name.
We should call it that.
It is what it's called.
I still have a question.
Island Breezes. Yes.
My ribeye,
serve it before it gets cold.
Okay.
Come is that back from the steak bar? Team meat.
Now, look, I don't care, okay? We're not opening any of my presents. No one's going to drink anything. We're not cutting any cake until Kyle gets back with my gift, okay? He's one of my closest friends and my roommate, and he said he was going out to get me a gift, all right? And we're waiting until he comes back with it.
But look, it's almost midnight now. Your birthday is almost over.
We're tired, man. We're tired.
Then
leave. Get the hell out of here. You're not my real friend if you do that.
We would never leave you on your birthday, and you know
this. I hate to even broach the subject, but is there a chance that Kyle went to get you a GIF?
What?
You mean like a repeating image? Like a virtual repeating image? Maybe
he's getting
saying?
You an NFT for your birthday, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
What is NFT? What is that?
Non-fungible? Fungible?
Oh, no. Fiduciary. Token.
Did you think it was non-fucking tits? Is that what you thought?
I did. I did think it was nice fucking tits.
Hey, man, you going to bring my cold ribeye over here or not? I've been sitting here for a while waiting on an ice cold ribeye.
Sure, I am. So sorry, my little breath. You're not going to believe what I just had to do.
Clearly, you climbed up to the top of a mountain and probably caught yourself a post hole in. The way you're breathing.
Post hole?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I would like my ice cold ribeye.
Well, sir, here it is. I'm not even going to wear gloves when I put the steak on your plate.
Why would you wear gloves?
That's an inside joke. Karen, it's me, Ted. We were in love. We got married. We had children. I thought you died.
I know you. Your face is on my locket.
I'm your husband. I married your sister.
Then why is your face on my
locket? Mom, who is this guy?
This is my son. God. This is my son who looks like you.
That's my boy.
14.
We thought you both died.
14.
We thought you died. Strawberry lodged in my throat.
You went on a hike. There's fungus growing in the throat.
Last I heard, you two went on a hike, Korea, and never came back, okay? They said you died.
Sweetie, who is it? Sweetie, who's at the door?
It's your dead sister. She's come back.
Hey, this doesn't change anything between us.
Kelly, so your sister came back?
Yeah, she came and she's been dead for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And after we didn't hear from her for 2 months. And that's when we kind of assumed that she was dead. And that's when me and her husband got together. After 6 months, we were married and we're together. And I live in his house and I wear all her clothes. And I don't understand how all of a sudden she's back. Like, does she want her shit back? Does she want her man back? Because to me, it's mine.
As a lawyer, and specifically as your lawyer, I have to tell you, she deserves everything back. She's alive.
You'll have to return the clothing and the man. You're the best postmortem lawyer in this small mountain town. Don't tell me this.
I'm sorry. I would like to lie to you right now and say keep everything that you have and you've earned his love.
But that's not the way.
Look, son, I know you got that strawberry lodge in your throat.
I don't sound like this normally.
But maybe we can use this.
This is funny to you.
All right. If everyone could just take their seats, please, we can get back to some sort of semblance of a city council meeting. Now, we were here we are. We were discussing name change from our town.
Can I just say, though, I really did appreciate when we took that moment to all stretch.
Yep.
I really appreciate that. We don't do that often. Yep. I like that. I think we should make that.
And my hammies were tight.
Yeah. These were the things we were talking about before the stretch. I'd like it if we could all just move on.
All right, let's move on.
So the name of the last 78 years is the Small Mountain Town, and we were discussing possible name changes. Tommy,
Island Breeze.
Island Breeze.
Excuse me. I am the manager at Island Breeze, and that is already taken. No,
where's Island Breeze? I don't know.
It's on the corner of 3rd and Chestnut. Now, people are calling
it the place. I know that restaurant. I go there all the time.
Serves food and
pink lemonade.
Yes,
yeah. Food and pink lemonade. I never knew
the place with the food and the pink lemonade.
Yeah, but it's actually called Island Breeze.
I like Island Breeze for a town name. That's a good town.
That's a great name for a town.
All right, I'm going to put Island Breeze singular at the top of our list for name changes. And wild, expressive lady who works at the restaurant called
Island... Yeah, I have a name too, you know. I've got a name too.
Hey, wild, expressive lady.
Carla Limpkins.
Carla Limpkins. I say we vote on wildly expressive lady. Do I hear a...
I'd like her name to be wildly expressive.
Well, maybe she has an idea for the town name.
Yeah, hey, let's hear your wildly expressive.
Just talk to us, Sean.
I'm cool. All right. I'm catching a cold. I want to keep my distance. Oh,
thank you, Sean. Appreciate that.
That's a good idea.
He's the one who's thoughtful. Lady with the wild expressions, did you have a town name suggestion?
Ram Ram Bim Blom. That's my suggest. That just came to the top of my dome. R-A-M-R-A-M-B-I-M-B-L-U-M. No auras, none there. Well, actually, yes. R-A-M-R-A-M-B-L-I-M-B-L-U-M.
What are you spelling? Ram-ram-blim-blom.
Ram-ram-blim-blom. That's just what I'm going to call the place.
Thank you. Thank you for making my point that I'm not such an asshole for suggesting you have a name other than the one you were born with.
Are these donuts free?
Yes.
Well, don't have them if you're sick.
Those jean shorts do look good. They look a little too good to be in our restaurant.
How are they too good?
I mean, we've never seen anything quite like this here at the place where we serve food.
Is it the buns or the bulbous junk area?
It's everything.
Okay.
It's everything.
Soup to nuts.
Literally from your soup all the way to your nuts is everything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to spin one more time, see if you change your mind.
But you just asked, you literally asked our opinion on it.
You know, I don't need to know the origin of the song, where you got the idea to write it. I'm telling you right now, I want to buy it. I love that it's about a birthday present that never came, that it's about jean shorts that make you feel sexy and how unsexy you feel not having them. I think it's a perfect country song. So I'm willing to buy the rights to it.
Well, that's great, but I just really wanted to find a way to offload this tooth.
And that's our show for today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know that I've seen Chris cry that much.
Oh, my God.
Or lost my own shit.
Look, I can break from time to time, but this one was deep.
You're human, dude. You're human.
Craig said I don't usually sound like this.
That was it. Thank each and every damn one of you for making this a spectacular day. Let's start with Jackie DeRuth. Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Thank you. This is so nice.
How's the puppy doing?
You know, the puppy has been sick since like day two, but she's doing well. Like her energy is good and all of that. But she had Giardia, and now she has E. coli. And going on?
Yeah. Is there a reason you keep giving her these different diseases?
Well, I do keep putting her, instead of like a bath, I just put her in a bucket of shit. So I think that's not helping.
I think that's not
helping.
Oh, that's it.
I think that's not helping.
Ye old bucket of shit. Yeah.
That's my
tough
bad.
To beat that versus the crate. It's always a quick decision.
Yeah. But well, she loves it. She's comforted by it. So.
Well, good luck with her.
Thank you. Yeah. And I want to make it clear, no animals are hurt. Or put in poop. I'm an animal lover and I treat them right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, please. Speaking of poopless dogs, Chris.
Well, you know, first of all, so much fun today. Gary, it's always great when you're here, you too, Jackie. Just so much fun. Thank you for that. But I do want to go back to the sick dog. Because when Jackie first described what she called a pot cake, which we all had to learn what that was, I think her definition was a feral dog from the Caribbean.
Yes.
So I want to follow that up by saying I have no surprise, not an ounce of surprise in me that this dog is also disease-ridden. if it comes from the streets of the Caribbean. I mean, that's no disrespect to the Caribbean. Girl. I just mean a feral street dog in general. Okay, mm-hmm. Rest my case. Please listen to the Comedy Fix at Chris Alvarado. I love you all.
And thank you for that podcast. Honestly, it's damn terrific. No, I'm a fan. Mark me down as a fan, please.
Well, I look forward to marking you all down as guests soon. Or
you can threaten and then you can book me. It's up to you.
It's on you.
Gary Anthony Williams, man. Thank you so damn much.
Hey, man, for the first 12 years of my life, I lived as a feral dog in the Caribbean. The first 12 years. Right. Which is about 80, I don't know how many that is.
Let that be a lesson.
84.
Let that be a lesson to a lot of you young feral dogs out there. Never give up. Never give up.
Man, I got that E. coli going strong. By the way, at Gary Anthony Williams, I know what you were going to ask.
Yes.
At Gary Anthony Williams on Instagram. I know you were going to ask that.
Thank you for that.
And it's just a real American pleasure to be with you guys on these special days.
Oh, man.
I said as an American who grew up in the Caribbean.
But just when we got Chris to stop crying, you come at us with all that love.
Yeah.
Hey. Craig Kukowski, I want to thank you and your haircut.
It's been over a year since I've had a real big boy haircut, and it feels good. Got acupuncture and a haircut for the first time during the pandemic yesterday. So, like, I'm double vexed. I'm out there living my life, doing things.
Wearing your mask.
Why bother? Why bother? What
with a
could
haircut
happen?
Like that?
What yes. could happen?
With a haircut like that, you can't get diseased.
I got fully vaxxed, and the first thing I did was I joined an anti-vax protest outside of Trader Joe's, and I joined and I just screamed with them for
Sorry
hours,
about that.
And I felt kissing strangers.
Did the right thing.
Oh, sorry about that. I had a little panic that my computer had announced to me it was about to shut all of this down because forgot to plug it in. Yeah. It's always great to be under the control of fucking dead Steve Jobs. Listen, that leaves us with Joey Greer, who's near and dear. Joey, is there something valuable that you'd like to share before we sign off?
Yeah, and I'm glad you segued me like that because not to talk as the company, of course, which is actually making motorcycles now. I think they're using hydrogen cells for their motorcycles, which is amazing. You know, what does that mean though, technology wise, right? I mean, there's a reason also why Tesla Motors isn't in like, you know, Grand Prix and competitive racing because you can't put those fires out. So like, what does that mean? But that's beyond what I wanted to say. And my point is this, is that, but actually, I just watched an F1 documentary, Drive to Survive. It's two seasons on Netflix. It's great. I never thought I'd be into it. But
it's three seasons.
Well, I'm on season two, Chris. So you had your time to talk. Now let me talk. And
I was just trying to be helpful, Joe.
I think there's, if you know, it's,
yeah, let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. This is Kevin Pollak, your host, reminding you our new email is alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Thank you all for joining us. Please be kind to each other. It's the easiest way to be. Wear masks and have fun. Yes, thank you. And that's our show.
Alchemy this.
That was so much fun.